Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Top leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies for second phase of Lok Sabha polls. Withdrawal of candidature for third phase to end today. Repolling underway at 11 polling stations under Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. Supreme Court allows medical termination of pregnancy of a 14-year-old rape survivor. In chess, India's 17-year-old Grandmaster D. Kukesh surpasses record of Garry Kasparov to become the youngest ever World Championship contender. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to lock horns with Mumbai Indians in Jaipur today. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the Civil Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Bharatnatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakrabarty and singer Usha Uthup will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Nayak. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri, for the exceptional and distinguished service. With only 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls, top leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase on coming Friday. The campaign is in full swing for 8 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, which will go to polls in the second phase on Friday. These seats include Amroha, Meerut, Bagpat, Ghaziabad, Gautam Buddha Nagar, Bulandshahr, Aligarh and Mathura. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Aligarh this afternoon in favour of party candidate Satish Gautam. BSP Chief Mayawati is also going to address rallies in Bulandshahr and Gautam Buddha Nagar parliamentary constituencies, while several Samajwadi Party and Congress leaders and candidates are also campaigning in different areas to woo the voters. More from our correspondent.
After the first phase of polling in 8 Lok Sabha seats, all parties are leaving no stone unturned to garner the support in the second phase of polling. This phase is very crucial for both ruling BJP and opposition, as out of 8, 7 seats were won by the BJP in the last Lok Sabha polls. Through this rally, Prime Minister Modi will try to ensure maximum support of the people in Aligarh and adjoining areas so that BJP can maintain its tally. On the other hand, opposition Samajwadi Party, Congress and BSP are trying hard to improve their performance in these Lok Sabha seats. The Aligarh parliamentary constituency, where Mr. Modi is going to address the rally in a short while from now, is significant as BJP has emerged victorious twice in 2014 and 2019 Lok Sabha polls, and the party has again given ticket to its sitting MP Satish Gautam on this seat. Samajwadi Party has fielded Chaudhary Bijendra Singh on this seat, while from Bahujan Samaj Party side, Hitendra Kumar is trying his political fate. Durgesh Padoria for Akashvani News, Aligarh.
Senior Bharatiya Janata Party leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, while addressing an election rally in Kanker town of Chhattisgarh today, has said that Naxalism is now on the verge of extinction in the country. The Union Home Minister called upon the Naxalites to surrender and join the mainstream of the society. Mr. Shah further said that during the last 10 years, the Modi government at the centre has taken many steps for the welfare of tribals.
70 साल तक धारा 370 को कांग्रेस पार्टी संभाल कर रही भारतीय जनता पार्टी के नेता नरेंद्र मोदी ने 5 अगस्त 2019 को धारा 370 को समाप्त कर दिया। इस देश से नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने आतंकवाद को समाप्त किया, देश से नरेंद्र मोदी ने नक्सलवाद को समाप्ति के कगार पर लाया।
Mr. Shah said that poor, tribals and backward classes have the first right on the country's resources. BJP National President JP Nadda is also addressing election rallies in Chhattisgarh today. In Karnataka, the election campaign heats up in the 14 constituencies going to the polls on 26th of April. The Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge campaigned in Channapatna in Bangalore rural constituency and in Yelahanka, that is a part of Chikkaballapur Lok Sabha constituency. Senior Congress leaders D.K. Shivkumar and Jairam Ramesh will campaign for their Bangalore North candidate Rajiv Gowda. Tamil Nadu BJP President Annamalai took part in a roadshow with Bangalore South candidate Tejasvi Surya today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will be campaigning in Bengaluru tomorrow. He will be a part of a roadshow in Bangalore South constituency. The BJP held a protest across the state today against alleged appeasement politics of the Congress government in the state. Meanwhile, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has declared that the Neha Hiramath murder case will be given to the CID and tried in a special court. It was alleged by the BJP that the murder was due to love jihad. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in this phase, besides 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. In Manipur, the re-polling at 11 polling stations spread across Imphal East and Imphal West districts under Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency is going on smoothly. The poll percentage till 11 a.m. is 37.54%. The returning officer of the Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency said that incidents of violence, riots and proxy voting were reported in these 11 polling stations during the voting on 19th of April in the first phase polls of the Lok Sabha by elections 2024 and requested for a re-polling. Accordingly, the Election Commission of India directed re-polling at these polling stations today from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. These polling stations are 7 in Imphal East District and 4 in Imphal West District. In Arunachal Pradesh, fresh polls will be held in 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies on Wednesday this week for the parliamentary and assembly elections. The Election Commission of India has declared the polling held on 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections as void and fixed a new day for fresh polls. In the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 26th of April on 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh. This includes the important seat of Baghpat. On this seat, Samajwadi Party has fielded Amarpal Sharma from the INDI Alliance, while on the NDA side, Rashtriya Lok Dal, RLD, which has made Rajkumar Sangwan its candidate. Bahujan Samaj Party has fielded Praveen Bansla. More from a correspondent.
On the Baghpat Lok Sabha seat, 9,07,210 voters will decide the fate of 6 candidates on 26th April. 5 assembly constituencies come under the Baghpat Lok Sabha seat. This includes 3 assembly seats of Baghpat district, Badaut, Baghpat and Chhaprauli, Sivalkhas of Meerut district and Modinagar assembly seat of Ghaziabad district. This seat has been dominated by the family of former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh. 9 times members of this family have been elected MPs from Baghpat. But for the last 10 years, this seat has been occupied by by BJP. This time, after the alliance between BJP and RLD, the equations have changed on the Bagpa seat. After the alliance, RLD has given ticket to Dr. Rajkumar Sangwan, an active party worker, has been associated with the Chaudhary family for a long time. Earlier, SP had given ticket to its old worker Manoj Chaudhary on the seat, but after the BJP-RLD alliance, SP cancelled Manoj Chaudhary's ticket and fielded former Sahibabad MLA Pandit Amarpal Singh from Bagpa seat. BSP has given ticket to Praveen Bansal, Pandit Amarpal Sarma and Dr. Rajkumar Sangwan. Both belong to other districts. All the major parties have intensified campaigning for in favor of their candidates. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to Midday News on Akashwani. The Supreme Court today ordered the medical termination of pregnancy of a 14-year-old rape survivor from Maharashtra. The pregnancy is almost in its 28th week. The court asked the dean of Lokmanya Tilak Hospital in Mumbai to set up a team of doctors. The state government has agreed to take care of all the expenses and medical needs. The Apex Court's order came after the recommendation of a medical team, which said the continuation of the pregnancy would affect the physical and emotional well-being of the minor. The doctors had recommended that a certain degree of risk was attached to the medical termination of the pregnancy, but the threat to her life was not higher than delivery at full term. A bench led by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justice J.B. Pardiwala heard the case of the pregnant minor as a priority. The Supreme Court had earlier ordered her medical examination following her mother's plea against the Bombay High Court's decision, refusing permission for abortion due to the pregnancy being at an advanced stage. Additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bhati represented the government in this case. According to the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, termination is allowed up to 24 weeks for married women, rape survivors and vulnerable groups like the differently abled and minors. The Delhi Fire Department has controlled the fire which broke out at the Ghazipur landfill site in Delhi. The fire, which ignited yesterday evening, continued to burn until this morning. The Delhi Fire Department is currently in the process of cooling down the landfill to prevent it from reigniting. In sports, in chess, 17-year-old Indian prodigy Domaraju Gukesh made history as the youngest ever player to win the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto. In the final round last night, Gukesh held fellow title contender Hikaru Nakamura of USA to a draw with black pieces, but his fate was sealed on the other board where Ian Neponishi and Fabiana Caruana battled for 109 moves before agreeing to a draw.
Obviously, it was a very beautiful moment. Chess in India is booming and it's a great time for chess. This was obviously a huge achievement. I hope this brings more people to the game. I mean, this is a serious tournament. There's no room for friendship here. So it was fully competitive. And
Gukesh became the youngest ever candidates tournament champion, beating Garry Kasparov's record, who was 20 years of age when he won this tournament in 1984. With this amazing victory, Gukesh will challenge the reigning champion Ding Liren of China in the World Chess Championship match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Thakur has lauded chess prodigy Gukesh D for his outstanding performance. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur today at 7:30 p.m. IST. Severe heat wave conditions will continue over East India during the next 4 days. The IMD has forecast that heat wave will prevail over parts of Odisha today and over West Bengal, Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh during the next 4 days. The IMD also said that hot and humid weather will continue over West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karnataka and Kerala till the 25th of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Top leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies for second phase of Lok Sabha polls. Withdrawal of candidature for third phase to end today. Re-polling underway at 11 polling stations under Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. Supreme Court allows medical termination of pregnancy of 14-year-old rape survivor. In chess, India's 17-year-old Grandmaster D. Kukesh surpasses record of Garry Kasparov to become the youngest ever World Championship contender. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to lock horns with Mumbai Indians in Jaipur today. And with that, we end the midday news.